Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte clear liners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you could pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Welcome to the Water Cooler, everybody. I'm David Brody. Thanks for joining us. It's Wednesday, May 19, 2021. Another day of political mayhem in the swamp. It all centers around this so-called bipartisan commission that Democrats are pushing to investigate what happened on January 6th. Now, former President Trump calls it a Democrat trap. Today, the Republican leader in the Senate, Mitch McConnell, came out against the commission. He calls it slanted. Here he is on the Senate floor today.
On one final matter, after careful consideration, I've made the decision to oppose the House Democrats' slanted and unbalanced proposal for another commission to study the events of January the 6th. As everybody surely knows, I repeatedly made my views about the events of January the 6th very clear. I spoke clearly and left no doubt about my conclusions. Federal law enforcement have made at least 445 arrests and counting relating to crimes committed that day. Hundreds of those people have been charged. Law enforcement investigations are ongoing, and federal authorities say they expect to arrest at least 100 or so more. Bipartisan investigations are also underway and have been for months at the committee level here in the Senate.
Look, with McConnell a no, it's going to be near impossible for Democrats to pass this commission idea in the Senate since they're going to need 60 votes. The House will pass it, but that will probably be about it. Also today, how about Nancy Pelosi? What did she know about the attack on January 6th? We're going to explore that. Also today, here's a question. Why is DHS Secretary Mayorkas not meeting with the Border Security Caucus in the House? And where's Kamala? She ain't at the border. Let me guess, she's doing another virtual meeting. Whoa, just swell. Also, later today, we're going to check in with the RAV Save America Freedom Tour gang in Philadelphia, an effort to preserve freedom in America. But first, we're talking about the January 6th commission and much more. Our special guest today, U.S. Congressman Brian Babin from Texas. Congressman Brian Babin, thanks for being here on the Water Cooler. I appreciate it.
Always good, David. Thank you.
Well, this the 9/11, listen to me, the January 6th commission, Democrats are how do we say it, hell-bent, if you will, on getting this into law. Pelosi says the House is going to vote, obviously, on this 9/11-style commission to probe the January 6th terrorist mob attack. What's your, that's the way the media frames it, of course. What's your sense on why Republicans are just not going to have any part of this? It seems most Republicans are not.
Well, I think it goes without saying that this probably will be just a Democrat show. The Democrats have made use of the January 6th as if it was, like the turn of the century, that it was a huge earth-shaking thing, and it was very unfortunate. I'm very upset that it happened. But if we're going to have a commission, let's do a commission and investigate the causes of the civil unrest all across this nation that's been going on for a year now, and is still ongoing in Seattle and in Portland and places like that, where we have civil unrest. And I just can't support something like that.
Right. And so you're saying basically it's politics as usual.
I think so. You look back at the Benghazi Commission. Did we actually get to the bottom of that? I don't think so. Look at the investigation that should have been done at Department of Justice during the Trump administration. We saw the Mueller report. It turned out to be all of nothing, but no investigation was done of the other side and how everything came down where a sitting president was spied upon.
Congressman, how concerned on this commission situation, it doesn't look like they're going to look at at all about what Nancy Pelosi's role in this might have been. The media loves to talk about Donald Trump and Kevin McCarthy and a phone call and blah, blah, blah. But how concerned are you about what Nancy Pelosi may have known and when she knew it about all of this?
Well, that's a great question, you know, and we have had some hearings, not on the committees that I serve on, but some of my colleagues have asked some great questions. What did they know beforehand? How much intel did they have about plans by people that were going to utilize this January 6th, gathering to do the bad things that they did? I think they had intel in advance. And I think there were people that were in charge that asked for National Guard troops and they asked for reinforcements. They were turned down. I would like to know how much Ms. Pelosi knew about that and why we did not have this happen beforehand. And now since it's happened, we've had a steel wall around our beautiful Capitol up here, topped with barbed wire now for month after month after month, and with no credible threat, when this wall should be down at the border. We've got an absolute crisis down at the border, at the making of the Democratic Party under Joe Biden, and they simply deny that it's going on, and it's a huge, the real threat is our open border with hundreds of thousands of illegals coming across. That's where the danger is.
Right, and I want to get to that in one moment. A quick Pelosi follow-up question as it relates to the mask mandate that she continues to enforce on the House floor. The CDC, I mean, she's going, I thought it was supposed to be follow the science. She's going against what the CDC is recommending and continuing House mandates of masks. We even saw some of your colleagues, Marjorie Taylor Greene and a few others, kind of taking a selfie without a mask. There it is on the House floor saying a peaceful protest. What do you make of the rising concern that Republicans have about these masks on the House floor?
It's outrageous. I'm a member of the Doctors' Caucus. And I've been a health practitioner. I'm a dentist. I've been practicing. I practiced for 37 years. And I can tell you, you're supposed to follow the science. CDC guidelines are that they've lifted the mask mandate. Many states, including my great state of Texas, lifted it weeks ago. We went one day where we had zero new cases of COVID. We were accused of being Neanderthal by President Biden when we made that lifted that mask mandate. And Ms. Pelosi has basically overridden the science. She's overridden the medical personnel, the professionals, to keep us locked down in masks. And it's outrageous. There's no sense in it. It sends a very bad message about our vaccines. President Trump and the Operation Warp Speed were very successful. We developed vaccines by the millions within a 9-month period. And 75% or greater of the House of Representatives is already vaccinated. Yeah. There is no reason for us except control. That's what this is all about. Keep us under control. Keep the metal detectors at the door before we can go on and vote. And keep us wearing masks. It's outrageous. The Doc Caucus is pushing back on this with a resolution. And I really appreciate my colleagues doing this. There's no reason for us to be wearing masks any longer at all, David.
Right. Well, for our remaining time together, immigration, it's obviously a huge issue around the country. There is a crisis at the border. You are the co-chair of the Border Security Caucus. This has been something that you've been really taking the lead on. You're even going, explain a little bit, you're going down what to Texas, of course, where you're from, but there's certain places that you're going to go. Why don't you explain that and some of your concerns about DHS Secretary Mayorkas?
I'm very concerned about DHS Secretary Mayorkas. We've invited him a number of times to come speak to our Border Security Caucus. We have not seen him. They've offered to send a staffer. We don't want a staffer. We want to find out from him what's going on down there and why in the Sam Hill they've got an open border down there. Why did they reverse all these effective policies of the previous administration, like Title 42 and the Remain in Mexico policy, the building of the wall, the National Declaration of Emergency? Why did they reverse these? Why do they continue to put Americans in danger, to spend billions of our dollars and wind up with hundreds and hundreds of thousands of people in this country. They're not supposed to be here. They're not legal. And they're coming in with COVID. They're coming in from various countries, not just Mexico and the Northern Triangle. There's 120 to 130 countries represented by these people coming in. It's an enormous cost and danger to the United States. And Secretary Mayorkas, if he can't come speak to the Border Security Caucus, he should resign. And we also invited Vice President Kamala Harris to come with us on our last border trip down to the Rio Grande Valley about a month ago. We didn't hear anything but crickets. We never heard a word from her. She's supposed to be the border czar appointed by the president. She needs to go see the border and see exactly what's going on. They're utilizing children. They've processed 45,000 children in the last few months and 350,000 illegals total over the last 2 months. That doesn't even include the gotaways that are endangering us on every single level, crime, terrorism, public health, you name it, costing us a fortune, putting pressure on local governments. Yeah. This has got to stop. This is absolutely harming the United States. It's basically committing suicide, national suicide, mm-hmm. with what we're doing. Our compassion is there for these folks that want to come in, but we have to do it legally. Now, the United States allowed illegal immigrants here to come in. We cannot have this continue.
Congressman Brian Babin, appreciate you. Back in a moment.
You can host the best backyard barbecue when you find a professional on Angie to make your backyard the best around. Connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done well. Inside to outside, repairs to renovations. Get started on the Angie app or visit Angie.com today. You can do this when you Angie that.
Welcome back to the Water Cooler, everybody. Big story today is the House vote on the January 6th commission that they want to take place. The good news for Democrats is it's passing the House. The bad news is that Mitch McConnell's come out and said, yeah, I'm not having any of that in the Senate. So that looks like it might just be dead in its tracks. Let's put a headline up, just the news headline. This is from the other day, but look, Kevin McCarthy in the House opposes the 9/11 style January 6th commission deal as well. So you got McConnell and McCarthy against it. Let's bring in Bernie Kerik, former NYPD commissioner. Bernie, great to have you on the Water Cooler. We appreciate you being here.
Thank you, David.
Well, tell me about this this commission. Republicans are just most of them are going to say this is ridiculous. Trump calls it a Democrat trap. What's your sense of it?
Well, I think so. And, I've been against it. I've denounced it. I think that you don't want to put Schumer and Pelosi in a position where they have more power than they already have. They use it as a one-way tool to attack conservatives, Republicans. The only way I would agree to something like this is if it was really bipartisan and there was a mechanism for the investigative body to look at why there was a protest on January 6th. The bottom line is there was a protest because the entire country believed on the Republican side, rightfully so, that there were irregularities in the voting and elections around the country. And they were angered and outraged by it. And that's what we saw. That's the reason for the protest itself. If we want to get into why and we want to talk about what happened in the election and put that evidence out there to basically justify the protest, okay, I'm all for it. But if you're not going to do it and do it for real, then don't do it at all.
Yeah, it feels like politics, honestly.
It is. That's all it is. This is just another political move to tie up Republicans and put the country in turmoil again. These commissions, these committees, these investigations, think about it. From the time before Trump actually became president until now, they're still conducting investigations and inquiries and committee hearings and commissions, and it's all nonsense.
Yeah,
it's all nonsense. It doesn't go anywhere.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, by the way, let me ask you a little bit about the 9/11 commission. That obviously you were around for that. That was something you know well of. It seems like this is very, very different than something like that.
No, This isn't nothing like the 9/11 Commission. The 9/11 Commission was a bipartisan effort to basically look at what happened, why, how to prevent it from happening again, look at the lessons learned, and everybody in this country was united behind finding those facts, getting those facts. This commission, you know, the proposed commission by the Democrats is basically a propaganda machine. You know, they want to denounce what happened on the 6th and they want to attack the president. This is just another way to get there.
And it also seems like what Republicans are saying here is like, look, if you're going to look into January 6th, I mean, there's a broader issue here, too, about some violence going on in other places around the country, like Portland, Seattle. I mean, you know, like, where's it going? I mean, where's your commission on that? Why are we not?
Well, listen, I think, honestly, David, the president made a fantastic point. You want to look at the trespassing on January 6th? Well, let's look at the riots over the summer by BLM and Antifa,
right,
where they engaged in arson, burning of cities, looting of cities, murder, destruction of personal and public property, assault on cops, assault on innocent civilians. You want to look at something, you should definitely be looking at that.
Yeah. Hey, by the way, I want to get your take on a headline I saw about the NYPD. This coming from the Associated Press, the New York City Pride Parade bans police, gay officers disheartened. This was interesting. So apparently it's a long story, but they're going to kind of keep police away, at least a few blocks away from the gay pride parade. I mean, everything's becoming so political nowadays. I mean, what's going on, Bernie? I mean, I can't believe this.
Well, this is another, you know, a woke, I honestly can't explain it. You know, I have no idea. Have no idea. They just, everybody gets denounced. Everybody gets censored. Everybody gets pushed out. You know, the NYPD has been involved in that parade since it started. And they've had a great relationship with the parade leaders since it started. All of a sudden, the police can be involved. You know, people are afraid of the police. They've never been afraid before. Police were involved in the parade. There's a gay cops organization. Those people were marching in the parade. There were no problems. There were no problems until this woke mentality started over the last year and a half, 2 years. And all of a sudden, no, cops can't be near the parade. Well, I have news for you. They may not march in the parade. They're going to be all over the parade, because it's their job to make sure that the parade goers, marchers, supporters, viewers are safe and secure.
Yeah, I've only got about a minute or a minute and a half left or so, and I know you could talk all day about this next question, but what's happened in New York with de Blasio and the police and the city itself, the city you once knew? I mean, what has gone on there, Bernie?
You have a failed Marxist left-leaning mayor that doesn't give a damn about the city. He doesn't care about the communities in the city. Basically, his focus in life is Marxism, socialism, attacking capitalism. And that's pretty much what he's doing. And he's doing it by using the NYPD, you know, being light on crime, taking 600 anti-crime plainclothes cops off the street, cutting $1 billion out of their budget, telling them to take a light touch on the riots and protesters. You know, the guy's doing everything in his power, physically, everything in his power, he's doing intentionally to destroy the city.
And with 30 seconds left, what's the temperature of the NYPD right now in terms of morale and all of that?
It's demoralizing. You know, nobody wants to work for people that don't support them, that don't, you know, appreciate the job. And when you have people that go out and they put their lives on the line for the job they do, and you have leadership, political leadership, people that, you know, despise you, that don't support you, won't support you, that's pretty demoralizing.
Bernie Kerik, really appreciate all of the great comments today. Really appreciate you being
David,
here.
David, thank you.
All right, Bernie Kerik, straight up New York. Yeah, I'm New York too, 89th and Broadway, Upper West Side. Hey, what do you, yeah, the mean streets of the Upper West Side, that's where we were sipping lattes and going to Zabar's. But the point is, I'm still from New York. Anyhow, when we come back, Amanda Head, Ben Berkwan, both on the Save America Freedom Tour. It's the RAV special. What did I say? RAV? What is that? Anyhow, the RAV special. We're going to talk about it when we come back.
Hey, I'm Jamie.
And I'm Justina.
And we're the hosts of Just So You Know, a podcast where we get to the bottom of suspicious stories and outright lies we're being told by companies that profit off of animals.
You think Elon Musk is shady? Wait until you hear our episode about his sinister brain experiments.
First he ruined Twitter, now he's coming for your actual brain.
No.
We've also got one about that time I stormed the runway at New York Fashion Week to protest Coach's leather handbags.
Yeah, I heard they weren't happy about that.
I couldn't tell you. They're not talking to me at the moment.
And we're just getting started. In the coming weeks, we're going to blow the lid off of everything from shady pet dealers to monkeys held hostage by coconut milk companies to the astonishing secret behind the no animals were harmed message you see at the end of movies.
And so much more. We'll hope you join us for this surprisingly fun journey full of strange characters, secretive companies, and a whole world of stuff they really don't want you to know.
Subscribe to Just So You Know wherever you get your podcasts and look for our new episodes every Thursday. Just So You Know is a PETA production.
Welcome back to the Water Cooler, everybody. It is time. Get ready. Real America's Voice is on the Save America Tour. And we throw in a little freedom. It is the Save America Freedom Tour. Amanda Head and Ben Berkwan there with us in the City of Brotherly Love. What a shot, guys. Tell us why you're there and tell us all about it.
Yeah, I mean, I keep thinking this almost looks like a fake backdrop because the frame is just so incredibly perfect. We are here in the shadow of history and greatness with Independence Hall and Congress Hall behind us, the Liberty Bell right over our shoulder, Ben Franklin's grave, Christ Church. I mean, so much history around us, and we had an amazing live event today. We had a lot of people who live in Pennsylvania come here to Philadelphia just so that they could come and meet us and talk to us and see the live special in person. We had so many great guests on to talk about everything from election fraud to the history of Pennsylvania, people running in future elections. We covered a whole lot.
Yeah, no, this is just the first stop in our second leg of the Save America Freedom Tour. We're calling this the Liberty Edition, obviously the birthplace of liberty, Declaration of Independence signed behind us. We were down at the tavern, City Tavern, that closed down because of the CCP virus. We were down there yesterday talking about the history down there as well. But before we go, I just want to say, too, huge shout out to Julio Gonzalez of Engineer Tax Services, who helped sponsor this, and my buddy Jeremy Harold of Live From America, who came up with the idea of this bus tour. This bus we're taking across America. And the whole idea is we re-inspire America to stand back up, to save America with liberty, with patriotism, with freedom. This is a first stop of our second leg here from Philadelphia. We're going to be heading to Liberty University on Friday. Same thing, 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. And then ultimately on this second leg, we're going to end in Cookeville, Tennessee, for the Tennessee Freedom Force event that's going to be going on over there. We've got David Bray, USA, with us. He's going to be singing with Jeremy Harrell along the way. It's going to be incredible. And we're inviting everybody along the way to come join us if you can, David.
Well, that sounds great, guys. Listen, I want to ask, this is to both of you. It really seems like we've got a twofold crisis. It's all about freedom. But beyond all of that, there's this idea that to older Americans, for them to get more involved in the process, and for younger Americans to educate them on the founding principles of this country, because it really is a generational fight here. So this isn't just about getting older Americans involved. It's about really an education for Americans all over the country, especially the younger ones.
Yeah, yeah. You know, I think an education and a knowledge and a love for the history that took place here and everything that led up to the Declaration of Independence and the founding of our country, I think that is the impetus for a lot of people to get involved, because what I've noticed here is that the people who know and love and study history are the ones who are typically on our side, and they share our fears of what is happening in America today. So it's going to take activism across the board. I'm so excited to see younger Americans getting involved in the process and getting active and bringing other people over to our side. But older Americans, you know, I know that they feel like it's time to pass the torch, but it's not. We all have to stay involved. We all have to do our part. And even if you are not one of the older folks who wants to get out and about, if you're immobile or you're at home, the least you can do is help spread the word and replenish and rejuvenate your intellectual tool belt and make sure that you are just reading and learning and understanding what is happening today so that you can have proper foundational debates with other folks.
Well, and that to me, David, is really the key. It is that next generation. So obviously we are, we're in that transition period. You look at who is still fighting for this country. A lot of folks, it is the older generation. And you look at who's been corrupted through our education system, through our media, through pop culture, the younger generation. So many people are afraid of that. But that's why I'm so excited to go to Liberty University on Friday, meet with David Bratt over there and meet some of those students that are being taught the truth. The sad part is it's a fraction of our youth that are being taught the truth of our founding, the greatness of America, why this country is so great and why it's critical that we keep it great for not just the future of America, but the future of the nations of the world. It's all about that. And it's really about it's about resetting that foundation, but engaging people to action. And that's just what you said, Amanda. It is time for action for everyone in this country. If you love this country, you can't just sit behind a computer screen anymore. You have to engage and influence the people you have influence over, whether that's your family, your coworkers, wherever that sphere of influence that you have to get involved.
No, you're 100% right, Ben and Amanda. It seems like it's also about this rekindling of a love for this country. It's like beat up America every single day under the Biden administration. And I think that's why a lot of folks liberals got ticked at Trump. I mean, there were a lot of reasons they got ticked at Trump, but he came in saying America first, make America great again. He talked about General Patton and kind of taking us back to the 1950s. I'm not talking about race relations in the 50s. That's not what I'm talking about. But I'm talking about in the 1950s where we had this real patriotic love of country, and you just wonder where that has gone.
Yeah, no, that's really it. I mean, the destruction of this country is going to come from within if we don't stop what's happening. And that's because we're seeing that. All of this critical race theory, all of the 1619 projects, all of these things that are designed to tear down America, pushing us towards socialist, cultural Marxism, all of this that the left has been pushing this country towards for years. If we don't stop that, this country will be destroyed. And if this country is destroyed, and I pray it never is, it will destroy the nations of the world. And so it's not just about saving America. That's why we are the beacon. We are the city on a hill. The rest of the world looks to us, and it's time for America to remember that, remember why we are great, the founding God, family, country, and all of the principles that are taught in this city if you actually go and investigate it.
Yeah, for sure. Well, guys, thanks for being here. I appreciate it. Amanda, I must tell you that, you're one of the nicest people out there. Those glasses, I'll tell you what, that's intimidating stuff, and I like it. I just want to go on record to say that's a good look.
That's Top why gun. I wear them.
Top Gun.
Yeah, no. Listen, I don't want to mess with you with those glasses especially. All right, Amanda Head, Ben Berkwan, thanks so much. Appreciate it, both of you. And I hope they'll get a Philly cheesesteak. I mean, last time I checked, they do have the freedom. Do we still have the freedom in America to buy a cheesesteak? Because they need to do that. And by the way, I don't know if they're even listening, but bring one back for me. Though my wife would probably say, you don't need one. You can live off the fat of the land, if you know what I'm saying. All right. When we come back, Rick Green will be here. We love Rick Green. He's like cowbell to us. Can we get some more cowbell? Look it up, SNL skit, 1997 or so. Anyhow, he'll be here to talk about the next generation, specifically some school kids speaking out about these crazy mask mandates. Oh, you're going to love this. As a matter of fact, I'm so excited. Can we just forget the commercial break? Can we just start now? Oh, I guess we can. Back in a moment.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/Wondery.
Welcome back to the water cooler, everybody. We are all sick of masks, including children. Down in Collier County down in Florida. This elementary school girl got in front of the school board, and oh boy, she let them have it. Gotta love her. Here she is.
Hello, my name is Sayla Cook, and I do not like these masks. And this building is about, like, I forgot his name, but he saved the black people and like, to be free so they didn't have to do certain things. And we need to be free, too. It's not just the black people that have to be free. Everybody has to be free. And these masks are just terrible. And I remember I saw Mr. Fishburne pulling his masks under his nose. And I'm pretty sure that was your rule. And these masks are horrible. Like, and one of my friends said that his friend fainted because of a mask. Like, wow, congrats. And you don't even know how these other kids feel. They're breathing in the same dirty air, and my cousin said they're afraid to take off the masks. Great job. You're creating public schools with fearful children. Wow.
I love it. She's like this. You know, I feel like she was like snapping like, look, that's it. She's correct. Hey, Fauci, Madison, can we send this to Fauci? Do we have his address? All right, Madison says yes. Now, this is Dr. Fauci's home address. No, I'm not gonna, I don't have it. All right, let's bring in Rick Green, founder of PatriotAcademy.com. Rick, she is, I tell you what, sign her up at PatriotAcademy.com.
Oh, man, we want her at Patriot Academy. In fact, anybody that knows little Sayla there, just let her know. She has a standing invitation, full ride scholarship to attend Patriot Academy anytime she likes. In fact, I think we should send her to Congress. Let's do a constitutional amendment, lower the age to be a member of Congress to 8, because this 8-year-old understands the basics of freedom and science better than our Congress does, and certainly better than these school officials do. And she recognizes hypocrisy. I thought that was great how she pointed out the hypocrisy of Mr. whatever his name was. We've all been sick and tired of the hypocrisy, from the politicians to the stewardesses to everybody else that loves to say, put your mask on and don't let it drop below your nose, while they do the exact same thing. It's just insanity, and it's so great to see a little child out of the mouths of babes, right?
Oh, for sure. And by the way, speaking of that, this is going to be weird in the fall, because I know where the CDC with the guidance says vaccinated people can take their mask off and indoors and outdoors, and unvaccinated people can't. But when it comes to the kids in school, I mean, you wonder if some kids are not going to be wearing masks if they're vaccinated, the kids 12 and older, and some will be wearing masks. I mean, that's the last thing we need in school. It's still confusing in schools. The whole thing's confusing, Rick.
And it's unhealthy. I mean, there is zero science for the kids to have to wear masks at all, let alone 8 hours a day, David. I mean, this is not healthy for the kids. Psychologically, it's definitely not healthy. We now have an entire generation that actually feels safer wearing the mask. They're hiding behind the mask psychologically. Horrible, horrible situation there. Let alone, I mean, think about it. Little kids wearing these masks, they carry them into the bathroom, they get germs, they drop them on the floor, they, you know, snot in them all day long. I mean, it's just ridiculous. It's no common sense whatsoever. And let's remember, it's parents and school officials that are trying to keep themselves safe at the risk of the children. They're harming the children. There is zero benefit to the children in wearing the mask, but there's a lot of harm in the kids wearing the mask. So any school that still has a mandate on the kids is actually harming the children. I don't know if I told you, David, right here next door to me here in Texas, a little town called Wimberley, they were actually separating the kids. If they weren't willing to wear a mask, they put them into the special ed classrooms and separated them from the other children. This is an awful, awful thing, and it has got to stop.
That is insane, Rick. By the way, let me just say, and Madison can check me on this. I believe that's the first time we've heard the word snot on the water cooler. So kudos to Rick Green. Parachute pants a few weeks ago, now snot. So thank you, Rick, for
keeping it real, baby. Keeping it real.
I've got a list right here of the Rick Greenisms. All right, so Rick, look, founding principles here. I mean, this child in Collier County gets it. How concerned are you about the next generation? For that, then again, maybe how concerned are you about this generation and even the older generations who still need to stand up and do something and understand their basic freedoms here?
Yeah, man, that's the worst thing to come out of this. On one hand, it's the worst thing because so many Americans have seen in this somehow that government will save us from everything, that if we just do anything and everything the government says, that somehow the CDC is the source of your rights. The CDC gets to decide whether or not you can celebrate Independence Day and all of these other crazy things. That's on one end of the spectrum. On the other end of the spectrum, the silver lining is that it has awakened an entire generation. So that's why we have the split in the country. Those who have been awakened by this are saying, wait a minute, government doesn't have the power to tell me these things. I mean, even that little 8-year-old girl, she's going, government, in her world, government is the school board and the principal and the school teacher. And that authority does not have the right to muzzle her and keep her from breathing. And she realizes that. I hope more Americans will wake up to that. I hope we haven't taught a new lesson to Americans that somehow government is the end all be all. We're worshiping the golden calves, the false gods of pseudoscience and government, and expecting them to save us when clearly they can't. We have seen after a year of this that the government interventions did nothing but harm. States that had more government interventions did no better on the data, the deaths, the cases, but yet they harmed their economy, harmed people, more suicides, more businesses shut down. So the lesson should be, government, stay out of the way. This is not your business. It's not your job to take care of our health. It's your job to protect our rights to make our health decisions ourselves.
I got about 30 seconds, but, you know, to play off of that, the good news is we are seeing kind of a real-life civics lesson play out right in front of us, a case model, if you will.
That's right. And David, we've seen skyrocketing enrollment in all of our Constitution classes, more and more people becoming Constitution coaches and hosting the classes. So there is a hunger out there to know civics. And I've said this before, but the reason we got into the COVID crackdowns, the dictators, the reason we got into the riots in the streets, it's all because of civic ignorance. We don't know our rights and we don't know our history. The more we replace that with civic literacy, the more we're able to prevent this from happening again in the future.
Right. And Rick, how do they go if they want to sign up? Where do they go exactly?
PatriotAcademy.com is where you can get to all of our programs. And if anybody knows that little girl, please tell her we'd love to have her attend Patriot Academy. Normally, it's 16 to 25 to attend. I'd let that girl come anytime.
That's right. She gets the exception and exemption for sure. All right. Rick Green, thanks for being here. Appreciate it, sir.
Thanks, David. God bless.
Great stuff. Great stuff. All right. When we come back, guess what? We're going to have even yet another young child, an elementary school kid. You thought that girl was good, but she was excellent. So Rick might need to save a space for this kid as well. Wait to hear him when we come back here on the Water Cooler. We'll see you in just one moment.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Welcome back to the Water Cooler, everybody. Time for the last sip. I got to tell you, after having Rick Green on and hearing that that little girl, she was fantastic. So we said, you know what? We got equal opportunity. Have a little girl. Got to have a little boy now. I say a little boy. He's an elementary school boy. Why am I talking like this? Anyhow, he's an elementary school boy who's sick and tired of the mask mandates. And this is a boy from Martin County, Florida. And he goes in front of the school board. And here, I love this. He's 10 years old. Here he is. Have a look.
I love my school and all, but my teachers seem really stressed, and that makes me feel bad. One teacher walks around with a clipboard full of referrals for any student whose mask isn't on properly. It makes me feel scared. That same teacher yells at us having our masks down to drink water while we are outside in car line. She told us we had to wait until we were in our parents' car to have a drink of water. She had her mask down the entire time while she was yelling at us, which makes me and all my friends very mad. This happens a lot. And it seems unfair teachers take their masks off while they yell at us kids and that we need to pull ours up. I asked my mom if there is a word for this, and she said there is. Hypocrisy. Wearing a mask all day makes me feel really tired and gives me really bad headaches. Sometimes I miss school and I need to lay low in the dark until they're gone.
I love it. Hypocrisy. Even the kids get it, Dr. Fauci, CDC. We're not stupid. That 10-year-old boy in Martin County, he's not stupid. And by the way, speaking of kids in school, I want to understand something. Remember the CDC guidelines that talked about if you're in school, in other words, elementary school, middle school, high school, you have to wear a mask. This was, you know, months ago, right? You had to wear a mask. And but if you're not in school, apparently you didn't have to wear a mask. But if you're in school, you do. It's all crazy. Here's the bottom line. Kids, especially in elementary school, middle school, and even high school, they're all kind of getting bullied at times. Many of them getting bullied. And now we're going to apparently have the kids that are vaccinated maybe don't need to wear masks, but the kids that are unvaccinated still need to wear masks. How is that going to look in school? Anyhow, these kids are tired of it. There are mental health effects, not just obviously for the kids, but for all of us. And, you know, I said this a year ago, and I said at some point the American people are going to say enough. And not only are the American people saying enough, the kids themselves are saying, we get it too, it's ridiculous. Back in a moment.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the Water Cooler, everybody. Hey, Governor Greg Abbott down in Texas, he signed into law one of the nation's strictest abortion measures, banning the procedure as early as 6 weeks into a pregnancy. He signed that. Today, down in Texas, there he is, the proof, in case you were wondering if we made it up or it was fake news. It's not. It's true. It happened. By the way, 6 weeks. Hello. Hashtag fetal viability. We're going to have to talk about that because Mississippi was at 15 weeks, right? 15 weeks. Now 6 weeks. My goodness. All right. Well, let's get some more news of the day with Joe Weber, news editor, justthenews.com. Hey, Joe.
Hey, David. How are you?
Good. What do you got?
Well, a little bit about the mask fight in the House. Reporters don't really like to get into the prediction business, but it's my feeling that when this is over, the mask will have its own wing in the Smithsonian. What's going on now is, as you know, House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi still has a mask ban on the House floor. Republican House members have sort of revolted to that. Several have chosen not to do that. This sort of follows, it does follow them not going through the magnetometers as well. Brian Massey was one of the first of three who's already been fined $500. The list of those who have already been warned and are going to probably get fined next, as you could imagine, kind of the typical cast characters there, Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Louis Gohmert, those who are the most outspoken about conservative values on the Hill. So look for that coming. One other thing I'd like to make a point about with this vote here in the House with regard to the 9/11 style commission for the January 6th breach. I know that House Minority Whip Steve Scalise was on our air earlier today thinking about maybe 10 or 11 or a dozen. And that's a result of the 10 who voted to impeach Trump. I got a reporter's onset. It's going to be more. And I think what you're really going to see is if you take a look, those who vote for it would probably, if you take a look at the 2022 elections, they're probably in the most purple of the districts. I think there's some cover there for them on this.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we're going to dissect that list for sure once it comes out. It could be 20 plus for sure. All right, yeah. Joe Weber. Thank you, sir. We'll have to get a ticket, you and me, to the masked wing of the Smithsonian. I'd like to do that.
Love it.
Okay, good. A free timed entry. We'll probably be doing that in 7 years. Gosh, when is this all going to end? All right. Thank you, sir. Hey, Joe, if you're still there, by the way, tomorrow on the show, Congressman Madison Cawthorn, also Stephen Miller will be here. So looking forward to that. Pastor Brian Gibson, too. See you tomorrow.